And we don't reckon anyone's ever used this one, because the Whomping Willow's planted right over the entrance. But this one here, this one, leads right into the cellar of Honeydukes. We've used it loads of times. And, as you might have noticed, the entrance is right outside this room, through that one-eyed old crone's hump. Moony, Wormtail, Padfoot and Prongs, sighed George, patting the heading of the map. We owe them so much. Noble men, working tirelessly to help a new generation of lawbreakers, said Fred solemnly. Right, said George briskly. Don't forget to wipe it after you've used it, or anyone can read it, Fred said warningly. Just tap it again and say, Mischief Managed, and it'll go blank. So, young Harry, said Fred, in an uncanny impersonation of Percy, mind you behave yourself. See you in Honeydukes, said George, winking. They left the room, both smirking in a satisfied sort of way. Harry stood there, gazing at the miraculous map. He watched the tiny ink Mrs. Norris turn left and pause to sniff at something on the floor. If Filch really didn't know, he wouldn't have to pass the Dementors at all. But even as he stood there, flooded with excitement, something Harry had once heard Mr. Weasley say came floating out of his memory. Never trust anything that can think for itself if you can't see where it keeps its brain.